Pastor Varun and Pastor Don LaHopperset would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
And encourage you to have more faith in the prayer, in seeking the Lord. How many people believe that our God is still the living God? And how many people believe that we are talking to the God who sits on the throne? How many people believe that tonight we are not just talking to the air? We're not just talking to just some abstract, but we are talking to the God who holds the whole universe with his fingertips. Amen. We are talking to the Almighty God, who can move the mountain, who hold the whole universe in his hand. And our God can answer our prayer. So every time when you begin to pray, look up to God. Look at the God who sits on the throne. Don't just sit there and have a daydream, but always have your vision to see that I am talking to the Father. I'm talking to the Abba Father. I am petitioning to the King of all kings, the God of all gods. I'm seeing that my God is looking at me. His eyes are upon me. He is listening to me. He is listening and he will answer my prayer. And looking at him, that he is sitting on the throne and look at you and say, go for it. Go for it. I'm going to answer you. I can collect all the prayer by my angel and come up to put in the bowl, in the golden bowl in heaven. Amen. Whenever I pray, I never just can't talk like religiously or traditionally. I always, in my spirit, look at my God who smiles at me and listen to me. And I believe that he is looking and his eyes are upon me. I always pray that way. I never just pray like routine, religiously. So tonight, we're going to look at some scripture. How we can get our prayer answered so that we can enjoy the prayer life, so that our prayer life will be a joy, not a burden. So tonight, you know that your prayer is going to get answered. And you will not waste your time. Tonight, we are not wasting our time. Everyone say, I'm not wasting my time. I'm going to change the history of my church, my life, and the nations. How many people know Charles Finney? Charles Finney, he is a revivalist and evangelist many years ago, many long time ago. This man brought revival to many cities. One time he walked into a factory and the whole factory cried and repented and gave their life to Jesus. The whole factory. That's how much anointing he has. And one of his books, he said like this, in order to see revival, in order to see the great awakening that God will perform in your home and in your city, one of the most important things is prayer. We need to cry out to God and pray to God. Charles Finney said this way, effective prayer is prayer that attains what it seeks. It is prayer that moves God. How many people want to pray that move God? If effecting its end. So tonight we're going to look at some principle of how to get the answer to our prayer. The first thing I want to read is in the book of Romans chapter 4 verse 17. Romans chapter 4 verse 17 is the scripture regarding faith. The faith that God gave to Abraham. The Bible says like this, as it is written, I have made you a father of many nations. In the presence of him. Everyone say, in the presence of God. Whom he believed. God who gives life to the dead and calls those things, you see, God calls those things which do not exist as though they did. So you can notice that our God is a God of supernatural faith. God can call those things that do not exist as though they did. And those things happen. You remember when Jesus walked by the fig tree, he said, this fig tree will never produce fruit again. And it happened. A few hours later, the fig tree withered. So he called those things that do not exist as though they did. So in other words, our God is a God of faith. Our God has supernatural faith himself. You know, when you come into know Jesus, you approach him by your faith. But after that, you should not depend on your faith to pray to God. If you want to see supernatural power answer from God, you need to depend on the faith of God. Everyone say, faith of God. And I pray that tonight, I believe that tonight, or any time you pray to God, you're going to hook up to the faith of God. You depend on his faith and how he can give his faith to you by his Spirit. Is that right? You need to stir up the Holy Spirit on the inside of you and call him and say, Holy Spirit, stir up inside of me to have that supernatural faith. The faith that called those things that do not exist as though they did. The faith of God. Let's repeat one more time. The faith of God. It's not Pastor Lau's faith. It's not Pastor Da's faith. It's not Mary Jo's faith. It's not Neil's faith. But it's the faith of God. So in order to see the powerful answer in the prayer life, you need to learn how to hook up to the faith of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3, by faith, we understand that the words were formed by the word of God. You can see that when God formed the universe, he used his own faith and say, happen the world. Bam, happen. You see how powerful his faith is? He commanded to happen because he has so much faith inside in himself. And then the Holy Spirit start to move so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. You know, when you pray and command things to happen, the things that happen is not because of the visible things make it happen, but because the God who is unseen and the angels that you do not see move for you when you start to pray. You need to understand that pray is supernatural. Pray bring supernatural hand of God to move. And you need to get that faith from God. I want to encourage all of you to be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. That one of the reasons I love revival. I love the touch of God. So many of you may not understand that why I want to keep the touch of God in the church. I challenge PJ 2 days ago that to this coming year gave the vision to the youth group that in year 2006, the goal of the youth group is that every single youth member will be hooked up to the Holy Ghost and will be the Holy Ghost people. Will be so on fire and sensitive to the Holy Spirit, touched by God. Amen. So the more you are filled and touched by the glory of the presence of God, the more you feel by the presence of God, this is holy, this is so important. It's not just about laying hand on your head and then you just fall down. No, it's about come in God, fill me up. Because every time the Holy Spirit fills you up, he comes also with his gifts and with his attributes, with his power. He will inject faith into you. I notice that as years go by, I'm touched by the Spirit of God, the more faith I have. I'm serious. I mean, this is not my own faith. It's the faith of God. When I face the situation, the faith of God rises, the Holy Spirit starts to rise inside of me. I have that faith, the confidence that things can happen when I cry out in the name of Jesus. Amen. It's the faith of God. Actually, I just shared with Pastor Da and Don Smith 2 days ago. I say that I initially thought that faith is about just praying for somebody to heal. Faith is about praying for somebody to get a job. But lately, God teach me that faith is about 24 hours a day. Faith is walking in the spirit of faith 24 hours a day. Or every single minute when you look at the circumstances, the faith inside you by the Holy Spirit, you say, piece of cake. No problem. This is gonna be fine. This gonna be fine. God is moving. God gonna do His job. Everything gonna be fine. He gonna take care of this. It's like 24 hours a day walking in confidence, in belief, in faith of the Almighty God. And that is the faith of the Holy Spirit. It's not up and down by your emotion and by your feeling, but it's about being filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. And so you see, it's about faith. Amen. You know, it's not about you try to hype up somebody. It's not about you try to make the things happen. It's about living, walking in the fullness of the Spirit. And the Spirit of God give you that faith 24 hours a day. You look at, for example, if Mary Jo come into me and say, "Oh, Pastor, I have problem right now. You know, my care group, this, that." I look at her eyes and say, "It's going to be fine. My God is going to take care of that. He's going to take..." And inside me, I pray right away, inside me. "Oh, God, who began good work in you, going to complete what He is doing. It's going to be fine. No problem." My faith inside me, the faith of God inside me moved me. So actually, walking in faith is 24 hours a day. And that's why I love revival. I love the touch of God. The more you learn how to get filled with the Holy Spirit all the time, you're going to have more faith. Because the Holy Spirit is going to bring faith to you. You know, one thing that I learned how to stir up the Holy Spirit inside me is to remind myself and think about the goodness of God. And start to think about the Holy Spirit. And start to yield. And start to say, "God, Holy Spirit, rise up on the inside of me. I really loved you. Could you please help me to walk by faith? Could you please help me to fill me with the love of the Spirit?" 24 hours a day, you stir up the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. Amen? Wow, what a secret. Now I understand why everywhere Jesus walked, it's just miracle. Miracle happened. Jesus was walking in the miracle all day because I believe Jesus was walking by the faith of the Holy Spirit 24 hours a day. He's so full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So if you want to be effective prayer warrior, filled with the Holy Ghost, and hook up to the faith of God, hook up to the faith of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not only that, the Bible say in Matthew chapter 17, verse 20, "If you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say," everyone say, "to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will be moved, and nothing will be impossible for you." So the second principle, not only start to hook up by the faith of God. Number two, you need to say what you want. I want to encourage you tonight, you need to speak. Don't come and sit here and let the prayer leader lead, and you just sit. Okay, yeah. Mm. And eventually, because your mind starts to fall into sleep mode, sleepy mode. I want to encourage you tonight, from now on, speak. Pray. I remember one time I saw the Korean people pray with Pastor Yonggi Cho. Oh, I was shocked. In the whole stadium, you know, everyone stand up and lift up their hand, in Korean language. And they look, everyone speak out. They don't just... like this. They speak. You need to say what you want. You need to speak out. Amen. It's the power of your words. It's the power of your tongue. You need to speak out. So if you're going to pray for the children, you start to say, "In Jesus' mighty name." And while the prayer leader pray, you follow, speak to. I guarantee you will not fall asleep tonight. Because you keep speaking. You keep getting yourself awake all night long. Amen. So tonight, please say what you want. Number three. John chapter 15 verse 7. "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you." So in order to get prayer answer, don't limit God everyone say, don't limit. I will not limit my God. This is the key to have a prayer, effective prayer life. You need to know your God, who He is. When Jesus said, abide in me, it means that you are so close to God and you know who He is. It's like I abide in Pasada and I know exactly when I walk into the house and she just move her eyes, look at me, I know right away what she means. I need to put down my computer back and walk to her. How are you doing? I know you want me to walk into the kitchen to talk to you. That's how much I know her. She doesn't have to write a letter to me 10 pages to know what she thinks. She just have a one look. Yes, honey, I know what you want. Because I know my wife. The same thing if you know your God. Abide in God. You know your God. So when you pray, instead of kind of just talking to the air, to the atmosphere, you know the Almighty God. You know that God can do for you. You know that God can answer you. You are so close to God that you know exactly what God thinks. You are so hooked up to the Holy Ghost that you know the heart of God. You know the Word of God. You know what He say in your heart by the Spirit. And you know what He say in the Bible. And then when you pray, you're going to pray by the Word of God. You're going to pray by the Spirit. You're going to pray by the Rhema, what Spirit speak to you. And you're going to pray by the Logos, the Word of God inside the Bible. And you say, God, I believe you can do it. God, I know you love me. God, I know you have good plan and good the plan for future for me. I know what the Word of God say. I claim it. I believe it. It's going to happen. Amen. Because you know your God, you don't limit God. If people don't know their God, can God do this? Can God do that? Maybe not. If you don't know God's will, you don't know God what God says. You don't know what the Holy Spirit wants to do at that particular time. Then you start to be doubtful. But if you know exactly, I give you example. When God called me to produce CD a year ago, oh, I tell you, I know and I know that God commanded me to do the CD. I know deep in here by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So when I do it and I say, this CD is going to bless the nation. And it's happening. Because you know what? I pray by what I know my God, and I don't put the limit, the cover on the box and say, you can do this much. Today I share about our CD ministry to missionary to Philippines, a couple from Assembly of God Church. They are my patient. Who? They say that I feel something inside me right now. You're talking about this, that the teaching of God go all over the south part of Thailand right now. Oh, this is a good idea. They're really excited. You know what I mean? So you know, because you know your God, you know exactly what He wants you to do. You need to hook up to the Holy Ghost, and you need to know the Holy Ghost. You need to know the Father. You know what He thinks, what He says. Don't limit God. Everyone say, don't limit God. Amen. And God will answer your prayer. Refuse to have doubt. Sometimes the devil will put doubt into your heart. He may speak to you, oh, it's impossible. Resist it. Refuse doubt. The Bible says, James chapter 1, verse 6 to 7, but let him ask in faith. Everyone say faith. Faith. With no doubting. Everyone say no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. If you full of doubt, the Bible says you are not going to get anything from the Lord. So your enemy is doubt. You need to resist doubt. Every time the devil whisper to your ear, whisper to your mind, oh, it's impossible. No, I don't accept this. I resist doubt. I'm going to have faith in my God. I'm going to look at God. I'm going to say like this, like King David say, the psalmist say, in the book of Psalms, he say like this, the Lord is my rock and my fortress. He is my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Wow. He confessed it. King David refused to let doubt control his heart. Amen. Don't let doubt come in to control your heart. You pray by faith. You pray and say, it's God going to do it for me because I pray according to the will of God. And I believe that I received it already. Amen. I believe I received it already. It's going to happen. Many people say like this. I received what I ask. It's already done. So when you pray, you don't think this way. Oh, you know, maybe it will happen one day. No, I receive it. It's done. It's done deal. You haven't seen it in the physical. In the physical realm. But in the spiritual realm, the angel already get it done for you. You just wait for it to be seen by your eyes. So when you pray, believe this, that it's already been done. Amen. You receive it already. Believe that the answer has already come. You notice one thing, the Bible says like this in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Wow. God doesn't like casual inquirer. God doesn't answer the prayer well to people who are complacent and very laid back. He wants somebody who is diligent, who press in, who say, I want it, God. Last week, when I went to Pastor Rodney meeting, I tell you, I went to the meeting about at least 50 minutes before the meeting start. And we all stand waiting to get into the right seat. And can you imagine? My faith is like this. I came in first, and somebody cut in front of the line, in front of us, because everyone wants to sit in the front and say, "Okay, I'm gonna be a giver today. Let them sit." But I believe, no matter what, they stand in front of me. God, you're gonna give me a better seat. I pray like this while I'm standing. I pray in my heart. I don't worry. Let them cut in front of me. That's okay. I believe I have faith. God going to give me good seat. You know, sometimes faith you use even for parking. Now going to use for seating. You know, so when these people come into the usher put them on the third seat, third row. Line up. When she come to me, her eyes like, okay, go to the second row and sit behind Noble Hayes. You know Noble Hayes, great teacher in the body of Christ. They put me to sit behind Noble Hayes, second row. Better than people who come sit cut in front of me. So during worship, I put my hand on his shirt all the time. He was sitting like this. So my hand is on his shirt. I suck the anointing of healing, an anointing of teacher out of this man. I was standing there with my hand on his shirt for 1 hour. He didn't know. The whole time my hand is on his shirt because I believe that the woman of the issue of blood touched the cloak of Jesus and he can cut the anointing. So I just sitting there. I need the anointing of teacher. I need the anointing of healer. Ooh, I get it right now in Jesus' mighty name. So God put me just sit behind over here. You see what I mean? I get it. Because you know why? He see my heart that I am a diligent seeker. I am seeking God. I'm not just a casual inquirer. I'm really hungry. You know, I believe that the reason the Holy Spirit pour out in Phuket so strong because Dr. Jim or Pastor Jimmy, actually the reason we call Jimmy because her nickname, Thai name is Jim, which means a little one, the tiny one. Jim means tiny. This doctor is so hungry for God. She's so hungry. That's why she called down the fire from heaven in Phuket. Because of the hunger. Because she is diligent seeker. She is not a casual inquirer. Oh, if you read her, she emailed me a lot. I don't send to all of you. When you read her email, I want to jump out of the chair like, oh, like this. Like, and again, wow, she said the whole Thailand can be touched by God. Oh, you know, like, fire of God gonna touch the whole south part of Thailand. Oh, she, and like, oh, I feel the anointing out of the email. But she's so hungry for God. You know what? God loves the prayer warrior who come diligently, seeking with all your heart. Don't come casual and just say, oh, whatever, whatever. No! Be diligent. Be enthusiastic. Amen. Now, look at what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing you will receive. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say to you, whatever thing you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. You need to believe that you receive them. Don't just say it. Don't just throw the word into the air. When you pray in your spiritual eyes, I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. This is going to happen. I got it. I got it. Already, it's done. You have that spiritual, you know, vision in your eyes that you got it already. Amen. And look at what the Bible say again. I say to you, whoever say to this mountain. So when you speak in prayer, when you claim it, when you speak it, claim it with authority. Today, I pray with one of my patients. He recovered from surgery. So I lay hand on him and say, in Jesus' mighty name, I say that this back problem will never come back. I don't have to shout, but I speak with authority. I don't just say, God, maybe the devil will run away this time. Maybe he will be afraid of us. No, I speak with authority. I say, in Jesus' name, this sickness will never come back again. Amen. When I pray for my son, Paul, I never just go lay hand and pray, oh, God, please. Something like, I say, in Jesus' name, he's going to be fine. He's going to serve God. He's going to love the Bible. He's going to be Holy Ghost man. He's going to serve God. He's going to go. He's going to be better than his dad. You know what I mean? When I pray for my children, I pray with authority. You need to, when you pray, speak with authority in the name of Jesus. I don't mean you need to shout. I don't mean you need to make a religious voice. The authority comes from your faith inside, from your relationship with God. You know that God has given authority to you already as the body of Christ. So you can speak with authority. Amen. And be sure that when you pray, and I'm almost done, pray, make sure that every prayer request is according to God's will. 1 John chapter 5 verses 14 to 15. Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of him. So you need to know God's will. How do you know God's will? You know two ways. Number one, here, read the Bible. The more you read the Bible, you know the will of God. Listen, read the Bible a lot. Listen to Bible reading in a CD. Listen to the sermon tapes. Listen again and again and again. Soaking. The more you know the Word of God, the more you know the will of God. Amen? So you need to soak into the Word of God all the time, all day long. Read the Bible, listen to CD, listen to the Word of God all the time. Soak into the Word of God. Secondly, how do you know God's will? Hook up to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is inside here, is inside. So you always listen to the Holy Ghost on the inside of your spirit, what he wants to do. The Bible never say what kind of color of the house you buy. He never say to you, you need to buy the house in Issaquah or Renton. How do you know that? How you know where to buy the house? How you gonna pray to find the right house to buy? Who gonna tell you? Not the Bible. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gonna speak inside you. Once you know, yes, you start to pray accordingly. Amen. But the problem is this, I tell you. The problem with many Christians that they rarely hear the voice of God. I want to tell you why. The reason people rarely hear the voice of God, because God speaks to them one time and they put on the shelf and never obey for years and years. So God say, okay, I'm not going to tell you the next one until you obey that one. Listen one more time. One of the reasons people don't get the voice from the Holy Spirit, because once they hear the voice of God, they just ignore. I'm going to do what my way. I'm going to be stubborn. So God say, okay, you keep doing that. I'm not going to tell you the next plan until you obey this first plan. But if you keep obeying every step, all the time, next he tell you to do this, you listen to the voice of God, then you pray accordingly, step. Then he show the next step. Next step. So he's going to talk to you all day long because you obey all the time. This is the problem in the church. Most people ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit and just, I don't want to obey you. So he say, okay, I let you run your own life until you get into trouble and you run back to me. You're going to have to learn the hard way if you don't obey me and you don't hear my voice. So you need to pray according to the voice of God. Are you learning something tonight? Amen. Number, another one that you need to understand about prayer. Almost done. Two more. Don't say if in prayer. Don't say if. If it's God's will, he will heal me. No. If means doubt. You are not sure. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are if. Is that right? Yes. And in him, amen. To the glory of God through us. So if you know for sure it's the will of God. Yesterday, one of my patients walked into my office. He coughed and coughed and coughed and he has the flu. And he said, oh, I say, this is not fun. I'm sitting in this small room with this man and he has a lot of coughing. But inside me, in Jesus' mighty name, I know that I can be healthy. I don't accept this in Jesus' name. I don't say, if it's your will, I will not get infected. I say, in Jesus' name, it will not touch me. You see what I mean? I pray by faith. Because I know the promise of God is good health. I know the promise of God that by his stripes I am healed. I know the promise of God that if you diligently hear the voice of God and do according to follow his spirit and follow his stature, he will not put on the Jew the disease that he put on the Egyptians. So in other words, good health belongs to me. So I stand firm on that. The promises of God are yes. Amen. Last one. In order to get the answer from God. Mark chapter 11 verse 25. You can see that Mark 11, 23, 24 talk about commanding the mountain, using your faith, pray to God. But beside commanding and pray to God, look at Jesus conclude about prayer. Mark 11, 25, and whenever you stand praying, listen carefully, last one. If you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. In other words, if you want your prayer to be effective, you need to have a clean heart and pure heart and clean hand. Live a holy life. Forgive people. Get rid of a wrong attitudes, rebellious attitude, negative attitudes. Amen. In the past few days, Pastor Da and I began to be tempted to have negative attitudes about something. Not about this church, about something else. Oh, I tell you, I fight and fight and fight. I say, I don't accept this attitude. Get out of me. I'm going to keep my heart pure. I'm going to keep my heart. I went to Pastor Rodney and I gave quite a lot of money to the crusade in my own money to the to the crusade for South Africa. You know, and I said, this is not tithe. This is special offering. I came home. I know in my heart that I need to put money out of my checking account into charitable account, because that money that I gave out to that check belonged to this church. Oh, the devil talked to me. Mom, you can do the same thing by going to the church. So don't worry about it. I have to fight with that cheating attitude. I say, no, this money is a special offering. I'm not going to cheat that 10% in this church. I click on the internet and use the internet banking. And I chip money from my regular checking into the charitable checking, because that money belongs to this church. I'm not going to cheat God one penny. Every single penny I gave to that meeting, I put back to give to this church. I want to live a pure and holy life. Clean hand. No cheating. No cunning. Forgive people. Live a life that God will always listen to my prayer. Because sin blocks your prayer that God cannot hear. Live a holy life. Clean hands. Pure heart. Amen. You learn something tonight? Why don't we begin tonight to pray by confessing our sin? If you haven't forgiven anyone, if you have any bad attitudes, if you have any wrong motives, wrong thinking, or doubt, why don't you repent now and ask the blood of Jesus Christ to cleanse you? Why don't we pray together? Father, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord, we are people who have the nature of Adam inside us. Thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit have been removing those nature one by one. But we have sinned against you many times. We have wrong attitudes many times. We, Lord, many times stay away, far away from you. And we try to hide things from you. But Father, we cannot hide from you. You know everything what we do in our life. We know what we think, what we say. We know what our hands touch and do each day. We ask you, Father, to cleanse us. Forgive our trespasses. We forgive those who offend us. Those who make us, Lord, unhappy, hurt, offend our feeling. We forgive them. We love them, Father. We pray for them. Thank you, Lord. We bless those who hurt us, Lord. We bless everyone who never understand us. And we ask you for forgiveness, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Amen. You learned something tonight? Hallelujah.
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much.